How well do you know aviation? I've got 10 questions for you. 3 of them are easy, 3 of them are medium, and 3 of them are hard, and one of them is nearly impossible. You've got one skip, so use it before question 9. Are you ready? Let's go. Here's question 1. What does the acronym ATC stand for? Yes, that'll be Air Traffic Control. Easy start. Question 2. Which aircraft is famously known as the Queen of the Skies? Also easy. That's the Boeing 747. Question 3. What does the C in ICAO stand for? If you said civil, you're absolutely right. Now the medium round. Here we go. Question 4. What does Q&H mean in aviation weather reports? It's the barometric pressure adjusted to sea level. Question 5. Which instrument shows the aircraft's speed relative to the surrounding air? That's the airspeed indicator. Question 6. In aviation, what does the term V1 refer to during takeoff? It's the decision speed, the last point at which a takeoff can be safely aborted. So before we get into the hard round, if you enjoyed this quiz, do yourself a favor and follow my account for more aviation related content. Okay, the hard round now. Question 7. Which commercial Boeing airliner was the first to use the fly-by-wire technology? That'll be the famous Boeing 777. Question 8. Which country first introduced the VOR navigation system? That'll be the United States. Question 9. What is the typical cruising Mach number of Concorde? Correct. 2.04. And number 10, the impossible round. When Concorde was flying at the twice of speed of sound, how hot did the wingtips get due to the friction of the air? That's 100 degrees. How many did you get right? Let me know in the comments and tag a pilot friend to test them too. See you in the next quiz.